We are here at the demo, PodTech Inside the Cab, with the elite venture capital crew and the producer of VentureCast.
That's right.
Okay, Craig. Yeah. And we have the Omidyar Network, Christine. How are you? The founder of the Omidyar Network. She founded eBay. No, that wasn't you. So, Dave, you did all your podcasts while you used to drive to the office. So,
that's right. Yeah. No. All right. Absolutely. So, this is David Hornick, and I'm here with also with my partner Vivek Mehra. And if you've done the math, then you know that we actually are breaking the law because there are too many of us in this cab.
No seatbelts.
All right. Anyone have a highlight from today?
I love the software demo with the guy on stage who did the software that didn't work. And the green screen, diffusion, total infusion, whatever it was. That was amazing stuff.
Augmented reality.
I love that. That's killer. Green screen is going to bring technology down to kids in their basements playing with it. It's computer science driven. I love it. That was my favorite.
All right. So we got the augmented reality vote.
I was pretty excited about the magically heat sensitive film.
Zinc.
Zinc's ability to take this basically film strip and run it through something the size of an iPod, and you've got prints of everything in your camera or whatever you like that's got Bluetooth on it. That was pretty cool.
That's cool. And if you may have noticed, they said, oh, we're going to license everything else except for the paper, which is sort of like HP saying, you make the printers, but we get the ink. So that's genius.
That's another reason I like them.
Yeah, no, that's genius. Now if they can get the, ubiquity... Ubiquity be good.
Actually, I liked the favorite was Seagate's Drive Day. Oh, they're a sponsor. That was a paid post.
Suck up. Although, we at August Capital are big fans of Seagate as well. Our partner Dave's on the board.
Yes.
So we can all suck up to Seagate.
I look at the ownership percentages, and you guys made some good bank carry on that deal, don't you think?
No comment. Anyone else? Any other favorites from demo?
UVox.
UVox?
I loved UVox, I have
and
to
why
say.
Why is that?
Because it's beautiful. And it does these amazing things with, to me, it's like the next art form for the century, because it's this wacky idea of mashup and web and all that stuff put together. And it's in a beautiful interface, so I'm a sucker for that.
I do like the idea that you could throw up a photo that has a space, and you could then identify that space and say, okay, play a video in this space. So suddenly you have a picture of your kid who's holding a video of, whatever. That's cool.
It's alpha channels on steroids, man. Can't be that.
Alpha channels on steroids.
The worst moment of the day to me was the Mike Arrington launch of his conference on demo. And what was really great about demo, to take the good side, is that the room was packed. The room was packed with people, and the demo community did love this stuff. The pavilion was packed, and there's going to be about half those companies probably won't make it. But
half, huh?
I'd say three quarters. Yeah.
Well, Semantic definitely. When my interview with Semantic, I said to him, "So, are you looking for a round right now?"
Actually, I think Semantic was my longest conversation I had, just because I dug into identity with Mark Bregman and Enrique. What's his last name? Who's running the thing? Yeah. So it's interesting because it's a space that's been getting a lot of interest the last year, but everyone doing work in it is still either very open source or industry association oriented, skips out there, but they haven't made it work yet. And so for Symantec to come in and say, I'm going to put this on the shelf right next to the antivirus is very interesting.
Yeah.
Because it good or bad?
Oh, I think it's good. I mean, they're still going to have to deal with some of the issues around privacy, around, because they're going to have some level of access to browser history and to transactions. I think they're probably going to try to manage that pretty well based on the conversation I had with them. But they're not issues that, that go away. They'll always have to be managed.
Well, I've been hearing a lot more about OpenID, which...
They say they're playing friendly with OpenID.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
OpenID, which was... written and launched by Six Apart. So
Jake's using it, I heard.
Yeah, there are lots. In fact, Yahoo's about to launch an OpenID server, and so, maybe we will have some generic ID system someday in the web. That'd be good.
My door here, we were doing like 100 miles an hour, freaking out.
That's right. That's all right.
Dave, I'm going to grab you if I get thrown out. And
like I'm the ballast. What are you?
No, I wasn't. We're on the record here. I definitely wasn't afraid.
No, you're a man.
I was very calm. I was not afraid.
So what do you...
Take the nails off of my neck.
No. New York-style taxi right there. There it is.
So what else? Anything? Vivek?
No, I thought the Zinc stuff was much better than what I'd expected it. I spent some time with the CTO and kind of spent some time understanding what they were doing, and I think they got a good shot if they pull it off, because it's small. I think they can be the next Polaroid. The instant stuff.
Weren't they assets from Polaroid? Was that a
Yeah, I think originally a lot of the IP actually came out of Polaroid, so they may be able to. But it is going to be a challenge because they go up against
Waltham, Massachusetts. Check us back, 128 corridor.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going back to my childhood.
That's right.
That's where I grew up. My dad started in
128. They still do deals in there? I heard San Diego just surpassed Boston in terms of venture deals.
Really?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Ouch is right.
I did meet a Boston company, Boston fund today that had just invested in a San Diego company.
San Diego's the new hotbed.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots of that. Everybody, you know, quick. How far away from you are then to the baseball stadium? That's what I need to know.
So the question is, on your podcast, VentureCast, you guys did a lot of coverage today. What good gems? Did you get any gems out there? I know you had the headset on. First of all, did you get a lot of goofing comments, people goofing on you?
People love us. What are you, crazy?
Goofing?
what
does it add to the goofiness? What percentage does that add to David's goofiness?
headset or no headset?
Yeah, ratings.
It's so minor that people don't know this.
Did you get any good gems out there? Did you do a walkthrough? Was that the whole...
Yeah, we were just sort of doing guerrilla tactics. I think we got a good... I haven't actually listened to it. It's one of those
things. See. There's some moments. There's some good moments.
I had a couple of bad podcasts. It's like, oh my God, this is never going to make the air. What do you do? What is it again?
Yeah, see, this will test the question. Because, Craig, I often think, well, you know, that went okay, but there's no way that'll survive and make it into the podcast. And then I'll listen and go, wow, he left that. That's unbelievable. All the power lies in Craig's
hands. You'll have one
new
listener, the person who was interviewed.
Exactly.
All that work.
That's why chapter marks are a good thing.
We have this listener who enjoys our stuff, but he also likes to comment. And so we got this long commentary on our show with Jeff Clavier and whether he was hard to understand and the ways in which we were not, you know, boring. We were boring. And so,
good to know you got a good fan base out there getting feedback.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wait, you said one.
There's definitely no comments on podcasts. Podcasters don't comment. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is Dick Costello from Feedburner mm-hmm. wrote a post a while back who said that it's funny. Whenever he does anything where there's a problem or anything, the bloggers, it's all blog and email. But anyone has podcasting in their RSS feed, they call the 800 number. So on an overwhelming percentage basis, it's not like a fluke thing. It's like bloggers all text emails, but the podcasters, they call the number.
They like to talk.
They're talkers. They don't email.
That
like,
is
so you know, we don't see comments at all on podcasts ever.
Yeah, I don't put a comment field on mine because I still want to bother.
They need an 800 number to call when they're in their car or whatever.
Okay. But it's a little bit like the fact that YouTube now does video comments and that mm-hmm. stuff's taking on sort of a life of its own. Mm-hmm. I think if we could get audio comments in a clean, easy way, then people might say, hey, I listened to your podcast. It was stupid or whatever. And then, we might get some commentary.
How is that would go again?
Yeah. I see this thing here. We're getting to the destination.
We're arriving.
We are here 3 minutes and 32 seconds.
Excellent.
We're signing off into the adventure cab. It's Nathan Adventure Cab. All right, here we go.